Hey guys, welcome back to the Love and Dubai Show. It is Wednesday morning and we asked this one important question. What is your Roman Empire? What takes up all of your thoughts? We also spoke about emiratization and the UAE's latest initiatives in Gaza.
If you don't want to miss the episode, or in case you've missed it, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast to listen more.
Good morning, Dubai. Welcome back to the Love and Dubai Show, where we go through the top trending stories that everyone across the country is talking about. Our top story for you today, the UAE President and the World Health Organization Chief discuss health issues in Gaza.
As well, emiratization expands to smaller companies.
We're talking all things running because the Burj to Burj iconic half marathon 2023 is coming.
As well, you don't want to miss this, the first meteor show of 2024.
It's going to be lighting up the skies. How amazing!
Can't
but before
wait.
We get to all of that, the question about lighting up the skies is very interesting, similar to other questions we were asking ourselves before the show.
What's your Roman Empire?
What is the Roman Empire? What does that even mean?
It's a TikTok trend that has been all around TikTok, which is what's your Roman Empire? It's technically like, let's say, a thing that you are confused about. You don't know if it's going to happen. It's not going to happen. And for example, my Roman Empire was, or still, yeah, it's not going to happen anymore, but getting married. I thought I was going to get married at 25. That was my Roman Empire. I'm 25 now.
It could still happen.
No.
Is there a possibility there?
No.
Because it could happen. When do you turn 26?
In July. But still, because like it's going to take me time to fall in love and get to know the person and so on and on.
So it's going to be your Roman Empire. And so the funny thing about this trend is apparently, and men, if you're watching, please confirm, apparently guys think about the Roman Empire all the time.
They do.
Do they?
They do, because
Alibaba, can you
think
confirm?
More than women. Alibaba is just
I don't know if that's
leave
true.
Me alone.
So apparently they think about it, so that it's like what takes over your mind, what takes over your thoughts, what is that one thing that you think about all the time? It's a trend that is giving on TikTok and some of the answers are amazing, but I think Farah's is the best one to get.
What's your Roman Empire, Casey?
I can't really oh, mine are so boring. Mine are like, what could make me a lot of money by doing very little?
Oh.
I think that's probably fair in Dubai.
Yeah.
One I love was, what happens when you die?
Oh, that's actually a very deep and dark one. Who would but think
that's,
that?
That's
the point. Of,
that's the point.
Of a Roman Empire.
It's like, what's like, what are you just thinking about all the time? Mm-hmm. Someone said Massa's was... what if the world ends in 5 years? That's so scary, Masa.
That's so scary. Exactly. See, these are dark, right?
These
are dark. Mine is very basic. No, mine is not basic because I had...
No, yours is real.
Yeah, because I thought I was going to get married at 25. I'm 25 now. Where is my...
Farah is 25. Her Roman Empire was that she was going to get married by 25. Why is someone not fulfilling that, you know, self-fulfilled prophecy?
The thing is because like I have been with a person who wanted to get married at 13. I was like... What are you saying? 30? That's so late. And he was like, he would look at me like, what a psycho. And I would be like, what are you? What's wrong with you? We're not going to get married at 30. And then now I'm 25. I'm like, okay, 30 seems very reasonable.
Seems more reasonable now.
Yes, it does.
Since no one has asked the question. Any other Roman empires out there?
There are a lot of Roman empires. Ali, what's your Roman empire? Oh, they just keep on the rain.
The one I liked was someone said getting kidnapped if you're wearing your contacts because your eyes will get super dry. And I'm like, that is so...
That's so scary.
Unique and so random. No, it's so random.
Who would think of that?
Who's thinking of that? Who's thinking of wearing your contacts?
Literally.
Anyway, what is your Roman Empire? Drop them in the comments. It is Wednesday morning and there's only 3 days left of this week. We're going to jump into our top stories.
Mm-hmm. Let's jump to our top stories. So the UAE President and WHO Chief discuss health issues in Gaza. Now, the President of the UAE, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, had a meeting with Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the Director General of the World Health Organization. WHO in Abu Dhabi on Tuesday to further discuss the importance of bolstering international health cooperation in light of the serious impact of diseases and pandemics worldwide.
Dr. Tedros praised Sheikh Mohammed for successfully hosting the UN Climate Change Conference, COP28, and appreciated the notable focus on the health sector during COP events for the first time.
As well, Dr. Tedros also commented commended the UAE's efforts in providing humanitarian aid and health support to the Gaza Strip, including the initiative to host 1,000 Palestinian children along with their families for treatment in UAE hospitals.
We see a lot of praise to the UAE for the efforts that are ongoing, and we just commend it. And, you know, just it's so important for this to continue as the situation just isn't improving.
It is. It's... The help that we have seen UAE has put to support Gaza and the war that has been happening is just beautiful at this point.
It's true, and I think we just need to constantly remind ourselves that the help needs to continue to flow.
Yes.
We don't want stories to drop out of the media. I think the numbers that we're seeing of deaths that have happened in Gaza since October 7th is nearing towards 30,000, and so many of them children. So our thoughts and prayers continue to be with Gaza at this difficult time. We're going to jump into our next story. This is related to small to medium companies. So if you're in one or you have a boss, please take note because they may need this information. Amortization expands to smaller companies. So over 12,000 private companies with 20 to 49 employees, which is many of us, operating in 14 specific economic sectors, are now subject to the amortization targets, which will take place in 2024. We're here. And 2025. Yeah. These companies are expected to hire at least one UAE national in 2024 and again another in 2025.
Now, the decision targets companies operating across 14 specific key economic activities, which are information, communication, finance and insurance, real estate, professional and technical activities, administrative and support services, education, healthcare and social work, arts and entertainment, mining and quarrying, as well transformative industries like construction, wholesale and retail, transportation and warehousing, and accommodation and hospitality.
So if your company does not meet these targets, there will be an annual financial contribution. It will be opposed amounting to 96,000 dirham for each UAE citizen not appointed in 2024. This will be collected in January 2025. Meanwhile, financial contributions of 108,000 dirham will be opposed for failure to meet 2025 targets. So it goes from 96 to 108, and those will be collected in January 2026. So the deadlines are clear. What's required is clear. So please ensure that you meet these targets and continue the successful welcoming of amortization to smaller to medium companies.
That's beautiful, just like saying how UAE, the moment it hit 1/1/2024, it just set all of these targets, whether it's for like in the environment and the economy and so on. It just shows how it's just like it, UAE has its own resolutions and it's there to serve.
So true. Literally. And you know what's so interesting is that like we as individuals, we're like, okay, what are we going to do for this year? Maybe I'll start running. Maybe I'll talk about a marathon, which we're going to get to in our next story. Maybe I'll be healthy. Maybe I'll start journaling. Then you see, you know, what are companies doing? Are they making resolutions? But we know the UAE is always ahead of the game in this. They're always innovating. They're always about 10 steps ahead of us. And this is just one small pocket of introducing more Emiratis to the general workspace, to the private sector workspace.
And the best thing is the fact that this resolution does not only expand for this year to 2024, it expands to 2025 and 2026.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they just like set up like a very long-term goal.
And it will be long term in terms of it won't be an annual contract per citizen. It will obviously need to be consistent. Jumping into our next story, speaking of marathons, are you getting your runners out for the new year? Because there's a new half marathon looming and it's going to be iconic. It's called Burj to Burj. It's the newest half marathon in town, spanning the most iconic route in the UAE. It begins at the footsteps of the Burj Al Arab, the only 7-star hotel in the world. Then the race runs along Jumeirah's palm-lined coastal roads, ending in somewhere even more iconic.
Of course, and as well, the best part of it is that the route traverses the canal bridge halfway through until the journey culminates at the stunning Burj Khalifa, where a race is most probably like to happen, ready to welcome runners from January 19th to 21st. Now, the race village at Burj Park will be the place to celebrate with food, drinks, and entertainment.
So runners, get ready. It's going to be 21.1 kilometers, a half marathon, and it cuts off at 3 hours. So try and get it done before then. And prices for it are as follows. So 21.1 kilometer half marathon is 210 dirham. A relay is 350 dirham per team. This isn't that long away.
Yes.
This is the time to prepare. If you're not at that 21 kilometer mark yet, get a team together and do a relay. This will be epic. Can you imagine like that beautiful
yes.
road? I think I would nearly do it just, you know, just for the scenic part of it. And then if I didn't make it, I didn't make it. Like how cool to run from Burj to Burj. What a great idea.
That is. And as well, you know, if you have like, let's say it's a New Year resolution that you would want to be healthier, you want to work out more. I think these things that are like this Burj to Burj marathon for sure can help you. And it's with the beautiful weather as well. And of course, if maybe, you know, with like the sun and the UAE weather, it's just going to be, I would say, amazing.
So true. Get your bookings in. And if you want to support someone, why not go down to the village at the end at Burj Park and then welcome them in at the end of their amazing race. Speaking of amazing things, let's jump into our final story for today.
So the first meteor show of 2024, just a few days after the New Year's Eve, and tomorrow, mark your calendars, UAE will be witnessing its first meteor show of the year 2024.
Catch the dazzling Quadrantids meteor shower in Dubai on January 4th, known for intense bursts of meteor activity, kicking off off a host and a year of celestial events. January 4th, that's today, so it's today.
It's tomorrow, January 4th.
Oh,
today is January 3rd. Guys, it's fine. It's okay, guys. I think, you know, the thing is, after the New Year's, we're even going to be writing 2023 and scratching it by 2024.
At least that is fine. Casey's sick.
It's fine, guys. It's okay. We all make mistakes. It's okay. It's fine. So it's tomorrow, guys. Just make sure that you mark your calendars so you can see the rare Quadrantids meteor shower that is set to showcase over 60 meteors per hour. And these meteors occur when Earth encounters debris from comets or asteroids consulting in luminous trails in the atmosphere, which is amazing. You see, like, you see that we call them shooting stars, right? But we don't know like the science behind it, so.
Guys, the best things in life are free, and there's nothing more magical than seeing the sky light up. Like, if you catch a shooting star, it's one of those, like, memorable moments that you remember for a lifetime. And I remember growing up, I don't know if we had access, growing up in Ireland, if there were so many meteor showers, or maybe it's where we are located in the world, and to just go out to the desert, even on a night when there's no meteor showers, just to look up at the night sky is phenomenal. So on a night like this, like every now and then, we're blessed with the most incredible night show. It's like Mother Nature showing off, and this could be one of those. So if you can get out to get away from the city lights a little bit, there's usually also meetups by, there's an UAE astronomers group, they get people together. So if you want to go with a group to know the best spots where to go, you could do that as well. But these are really unmissable shows.
It is. I mean, honestly, as well, we have all the time associated a meteor shower with like, oh, it's a shooting star, make a wish. Have you ever made a wish on a shooting star?
Yeah, of course.
Of course, yeah.
So I make a wish on anything.
Yeah.
If the number is on my phone align, like if it's like 11:11, make a wish, guys. Oh. It's time to make a wish,
I believe in that too, actually. So yeah, guys, you know, you can just go and make as much wishes as you guys can, since there are going to be like 60 meteors that are going to be like
so cool. Like you might be lucky to get one every now and then. There's 60.
They are, exactly, which is very cool. It's even beautiful, and the thought of it, just like, you know, because we think of it very purely, we don't know the science behind it. We're like, oh, this is a shooting star. It's not. It's something science, of course, in the sky. But you can go there, get your friends, get your family, get up a karak. That would be nice. Grab, like, I don't know, food, and like get cozy and just like watch it. It's gonna be beautiful at this point,
guys. Yes, because you know, every weekend we look forward to events.
Yes,
we're this event is on, I'm gonna go pay money and do this thing. But we're so often, you know, there's there's so many amazing things we could do in the city that don't cost 100%. A lot of money, and they don't get enough promotion sometimes. So here you go. Get out there tomorrow night and see 60. Hopefully it'll be a clear evening and catch 60 shooting stars blast through the sky.
And make 60 wishes as well. 60,
you can make 60 wishes.
Yes, of
That means
course.
Sometimes you can have 30 for other people and 30 for yourself. Guys, it's 8:45. on a Wednesday morning, and that is all we have time for on the show this morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate your comments, and if you missed the show, we also go live in podcast format wherever you find your podcasts. Goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.